entrenched interests focused on maintaining the occupation, put it in such a place so that it can't effectively do what it says it wants to do. And so it's become something of a transitory state for people who are overcoming their previous affinity with the state of Israel and Zionism as they progress along a spectrum that is increasingly critical. And to the extent that it plays that role as a transitory step, I think it's fine. Beyond that, though, I don't think it's doing much of anything effective.
And Yusuf, we have 30 seconds. You're the director of the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation. At this moment when U.S.-Israeli ties are so low, what happens next for activism here in the U.S.?
I think there's really only one answer to that question, and that is in every way possible, the costs of occupation to the Israeli state have to increase. For many years, they have decreased, and it's become very easy for Israel to consider a future.
We're going to have to leave it there,
occupation.
Yusuf. We thank you so much for being with us, Yusuf Maniyir, Dr. Hatim Kanana, and Lisa Goldman. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Aaron Matte.
This is Donna with your WUSB Concert Billboard. Your Concert Billboard for Wednesday, March 25th. Trailer Park Gigolos will be at BBQ in Patchogue, 7 p.m. Debbie Harry will be at the Cafe Carlisle, Manhattan, 8:45. The Mandingo Ambassadors will be at Barb's in Brooklyn, 10 p.m. On your concert billboard for Thursday, March 26th. The Pine Hill Project will be at City Winery, Manhattan, 8 p.m. Black Hawk and the Outlaws will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village. Annie Minaj Band will be at the Lounge at the Space in Westbury, 9 p.m. The Lone Bellow will be at the Music Hall of Williamsburg. Your WUSB Concert Billboard for Friday, March 27th. Joe Crookston and the Bluebird Jubilee will be at the Garden Stage, Garden City, 7:30. The Moody Blues will be at the NYCB Theater in Westbury, 8 p.m. The Toby Tobias Trio will be at Thai Rock, 8:30. Atomic Red Hots will be at BBQ in Patchogue, 10 p.m.
Hey, it's Lister right here. The deal. Here's the deal. We need a steady flow of funds throughout the year. $5 a month. Every month it kicks in for 12 months straight. Or $6 a month. $6 every month. Boom, boom, boom. Do it now. Call 631-632-690.1 FM. That's 631-632-6901. And we can make perfect arrangements that you'll feel comfortable with WSB being your super PAC to watch your back.
That's right. Hey, I hope you feel comfortable with WUSB. Listen, it's about 6:02 at 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook. That time on this particular evening on Tuesdays, that means it's time for the one, the only, Off the Wall.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was traditional to applaud.
Well, I mean, some people just, they have the skills.
The intro plays every week at this time, and I don't think people really appreciate it enough, you know? So just think about that.
It's a fantastic intro, and yeah. It certainly gets us geared and ready to go. And, well, here we are.
You may not think it, but this music is really energizing us right now.
It is. I'm feeling energized.
Yeah.
It's somber. It's nice. I feel like it's like after the storm right now, right? It's sort of, and it's springtime.
It is springtime now.
Spring is here.
Oh my God, it's spring.
Be careful how you say it, but it's here to stay.
How do you say that wrong?
I don't want to get into that.
All right, yeah, maybe we can explain it later. But yeah, it is technically spring. Technically, I say, because it's still damn cold outside. And it even snowed on spring. You know, the day of spring, it snowed.
It did. It had like a last hurrah, or maybe like a pre-shower.
Uh-huh.
And Well, it melted very quickly, and
it did.
Yeah, didn't stay around. It was a nice little reminder of this wonderful winter.
I like this winter. This winter gets an A, not an A plus. A plus would be a few more snowstorms, but an A from a solid A. One of the best ones I can remember. And now I'll enjoy spring all the more. Those of you who went down to Florida and coming back now, you're not going to enjoy spring at all because you've already been through it.
Yeah.
And I've got spring to look forward to.
It's true. What else is going on?
Well, you know what comes with spring is the spring fundraiser for WUSB.
That's what it was on the tip of my tongue. All this planning, all this build-up, we were running around here. We had an entire busload of volunteers arrive at the union here on campus, mm-hmm. and we are getting ready for this fun drive.
Yes.
And in fact, I think we have something to share with people as a gift.
Yes, as a thank you gift, we have a special premium that we are only offering for this hour. And what that means is, if you're listening to this hour in the future, you can still contribute to the radio station, but you can't get this premium because this is only being offered between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, March the 24th, 2017.
15.
Thank you. And if you call our special phone number, which we'll give out in a moment, you can pledge a certain amount and get this particular gift.
So I actually have in front of me a breakdown of some of the things we're offering for this fun drive, and they've got some really fantastic things.
This is not the special gift. We were going to give you that information in a couple of minutes, but yes, this somebody redid our pledge form. Look at this.
I know. These are other options you have, and
with a good sense of humor, I gotta say.
There's some funny stuff. There's some backstory to some of these. Uh-huh. Let me just read one of them. They're, I think, based around life forms, and that's a great euphemism for the station because it is a life form, and you pledging, you become a part of that life form. So here we go. The first one is WUSB. A B.
So it's spelled WUSBEE.
Yeah. 90.1 Radiothon Club member. So you, for $90.10 for that pledge, you become a member.
Can I explain? Our frequency is 90.1.
Yeah, that's so the correlation.
That's why we do that.
Totally.
That's sort of a clever way.
No, it's fantastic.
The dime is very important. So $90.10, you become a, well, I guess we call that a WUSB.
WUSB.
That's how you pronounce it. WUSB 90.1 Radiothon Club member.
Okay, so we've got...
And that entitles you, folks, to say to people out there that you are a WUSB 90.1 Radiothon Club member.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't sound like you're getting a whole lot. You're getting a lot. You are getting a lot. For one thing, you're getting the satisfaction of keeping this place afloat. But you're joining a bunch of really cool people that have done the same thing over the years, ever since the first time we did this.
Well, you become a member and you get a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, yes. And a couple other things. A CD, I think, is probably a fantastic compilation. I'm not sure about the CD and what that entails.
You get a firm handshake if you pass a WUSB member of any sort on the street.
You're included. You become a part of this organism. As I said, you get info on live broadcasts, events, things like that. So that's a really neat thing we can offer tonight at the $90 level. Sea Squirrel, 1 year annual member.
Well, we could skip right over that. Sea Squirrel? We actually named a pledge level after the damn squirrel that's running around the ceiling up here.
There's a lot to explain, everybody out there. If you haven't heard and you're a new listener, great, welcome. Just want to let you know, we've been in this space for quite a while, and we have other residents from our broadcasting facility who have taken up and become, I guess, something, some kind of an affectionate roommate, someone we love.
I don't know about that. We are the only radio station on the dial with rodents, and we're not referring to our staff like other stations do. Ooh. No, up in the ceiling, we do have squirrels, and we can't get rid of them because, first of all, we're doing radio, all right? We're not the people with the traps and whatever other implementations they have to get rid of the things, so we don't have the ability. But they keep coming in, and every now and then they send somebody around to trap one, thinking that's going to be an end to it. But, you know, there's more than one squirrel out there. They keep getting in. They don't patch the holes. So, yeah, we got them running around. They chew up our wires. They cause all kinds of problems. That's why our phones are all afoul right now.
Sea squatters would be a good way to put that. We name
a pledge level after the squirrel. And we make fun of the sea wolves, you know, which is the team here, and we call it the sea squirrel. And that's a pledge of $250. That's the 1 year annual WUSB member, $250 level. And that, of course, is extremely important and valuable to us. So we're turning something, turning lemons into lemonade. Is that the right phrase or something? Yeah, and coming up with a sea squirrel, $250 pledge there. What's the one after that?
The one after that is the Sea Wolf. That's a 5-year anniversary USB membership, and that would include several items. That's for a $500 commitment, which we really would appreciate. And at that level, it's...
At that level, we won't bother you for another 5 years. How's that?
It's a long-time membership. You get the membership. You get the benefits of being a member and the sweatshirt, the CD, the other things, information on live broadcasts, all of that. It's so big, and you get it for that nice 5-year time block. It's more membership than you could possibly imagine, and we won't get into the details.
You better imagine more, because there is more, and I can't even pronounce this next one.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There's more?
There's more, and you have to say whatever this is.
The Myungasaurus crenatissimus. All right, we got to look this up.
Yeah, come on. One of you science students out there, tell us what that means. Because we're just, you know, we just do radio. We don't really know all the science. That's a 10-year sustaining WUSB member, $1,500 pledge. And just one of those coming in at any point would make a huge difference to this place. I'll try to say it. The Myungasaurus crenatissimus. What in God's name does it? Oh, is that a dinosaur?
It's a dinosaur.
It's
for
a
sure.
Dinosaur. What are they saying about people that pledged for 10 years? The dinosaurs?
It's a predator. I don't know. I'm just learning about this creature, and in fact, it's a particular type. It just refers to this one dinosaur.
So
from Madagascar.
$1,500 are predators from Madagascar.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. It's not a mixed message, I guess. If you feel that describes you, please give us a call and pledge that amount, 631-632-6901.
I think it just means you have history. I mean, dinosaurs have history, and you've got history with the station. You're here for another 10 years. You want to see the station move, improve, and really shake things up with new music, new interesting programming, and of course, volunteers and participants, producers, the like.
You think
everything.
That's it, don't you? You think that's the end. It's not the end. There's one more.
No. No. How could you be a member longer than that?
You can be a lifetime member. Or actually, a lifetime lemur. What do they call it this? A lifetime lemur WUSB member. I want whatever the person had that put this together, because wow, yeah, this is great stuff.
Whatever the case,
$5,000 pledge, a lifetime of WUSB. I don't know if it's your lifetime or our lifetime, but it's a lifetime, and it's well worth it.
And if you could pool together, if you have some kind of maybe a couple of people that you would like to go in on a pledge like that, let me tell you, in the radio world, money like that can go a long way, and at the same time, it's not hard to spend either, because mm-hmm. it takes a lot of time and momentum on a variety of issues and things that kind of keep us going, to say nothing of transmission and the technical parts.
To give you a sense, as opposed to commercial stations where this wouldn't be a drop in the bucket, if somebody were to call up with a lifetime lemur pledge of $5,000, right away, bang, that would be the end of our problem with the production studio all completely in shambles. We'd be able to install our brand new board.
We've got plans.
It takes money to install these things, the minimum amount possible, because we have so many volunteers that are doing things here, but we'd be able to get that installed. We'd be able to modify this particular room as well. We'd be able to get the delay system working like a real delay system should. And the results of that one pledge would be noticed on the air, would be noticed in the studio, would be noticed in the moods of the people around here really, really quickly. So, yes, you do have that power, and I dare say nowhere else could you pledge a mere – and yeah, it is a mere $5,000 in the world of broadcasting. Like I said, a drop in the bucket here. It's the bucket itself. It really is. It's a massive avalanche. Whatever word you want to use, it would mean an incredible amount.
Megaton?
Megaton, sure. And, you can donate this at any time, absolutely.
Imperial ton?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It makes a big difference. I think also included with some of those plans, we would get like a backup or we would get a revamped backup control room. Mm-hmm. And also a third, that would be like a news booth where we could do maybe offline production as well as maybe people reading, doing some dramatic stuff, but have a nice closed sound booth, which we've already started working on. Yes. So there's a lot of exciting things. This money is going to a tangible, real thing that you, the listener, and students and everyone alike can get involved in and have an impact.
Ever made an investment in anything, this is the place to make an investment in, because you will see it pay off, you will see it grow, and you will feel a part of the family. And that's what I think why so many people, it's a problem because so many of us stick around long after we graduate from this place or, grow into the real world, quote unquote, that there are hundreds of us that don't want to leave. It becomes a little difficult because eventually, you know, you have to make space for somebody else physically and on the radio dial. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why people want to stick around here. There's a reason why I hear the same voices, myself included, for decades, because this place is unique and deserves to be nurtured and deserves to flourish.
Absolutely. And just so you know, I was the one who brought my guest E into stereo just a couple of minutes ago.
Did you do
and
that?
That was actually a plastic coffee stirrer that I wedged between the guest switch there for your microphone. That just goes to show you, I mean, this is a nonstop process. This is mm-hmm. ongoing. People are innovating and engineering at this station left and right. Somebody takes a paperclip, I find a thumbtack. You take my thumbtack, I find a coffee stirrer. There is no way I'm going to let an entire show go with you in mono. I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you.
That's my commitment.
You know, people speak to me in mono sometimes, and I'm insulted. You know, I don't want a conversation with somebody in mono. I want to hear both channels. We all speak with two channels, so that's why we have two ears. So don't talk to me in mono. You know, I'll fill the other channel with something you don't like.
And I'm just checking that. I think you are still in stereo. It's hard to even tell, but that a small example. And, you know, every little bit counts, like you alluded to, and we agreed, this is a station that deserves to thrive, and your commitment will help. Now, I think...
Go ahead.
No, I
insist.
No, I would like to yield to you.
Okay, but by yielding to me, I'm just going to say, go ahead with what you were saying just now, because I interrupted you.
Yeah, the radio control booth recognizes the speaker... host.
You're out of order.
Kyle, for however long.
You are so out of order.
Order.
All right.
Let's talk about what we've brought, because aside from you being a wasby, a sea squirrel, a dinosaur, a sea wolf, or a lemur.
Yikes.
We've got the hacker off-the-wall gift.
Well, we do, but I just want to say one more thing before we give that out, and that's any pledge, $60 or above, can be paid monthly by credit card, so you can divide that up, and I'm sure they can figure all that out in the tally room. 631-632-6901 is our phone number. Now, the gift that we are about to give you, though, does not apply. That has to be paid up in full for you to get it, and the reason for that, we will send this out immediately. If you pay by credit card, all right, and that payment goes through, we will send this out this week. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be thumping it like that.
I'd just like to describe what you did. You tapped the premium we're going to offer very, very deliberately. I mean, that was a distinct, hard, defiant, mm-hmm. serious tap.
Yes.
And that's how much you mean it.
That's how much I mean it, that I'd actually tap our own premium like this. But there's more than just this one. And this is the sound of the premium hitting the table. So you can probably tell by that it's a book.
Yes.
Now, for a pledge of $100... between now and 7 o'clock, and again, if you pay by credit card, we will send this out this week, you will get a premium that we found lying around. Well, not lying around, but basically, we do a show for another radio station, and we supply premiums there. And sometimes we supply more premiums than are needed. And last summer, we went over there, and we found an entire room filled with some of the premiums that we brought there over the years that are no longer needed. So we took them all back, and now we have a big stack of various premiums. And some of those are this particular premium here. And I will tell you right now, this premium is an autographed copy of Kevin Mitnick's book, Ghost in the Wires. Now, Kevin Mitnick, of course, is hacker extraordinaire, imprisoned for 5 years, put in solitary confinement for 8 months, the subject of our documentary, Freedom Downtime, the subject of all kinds of documentaries and programs, and, of course, an expert security analyst now. This is a collector's item. This is something that is definitely worth a lot more than the $100 that we're asking for right now, 631-632-6901. And it includes more things than just the book.
Yeah, and that is a fascinating book. I haven't actually had a chance to read it, but I am aware of some of the other books, Art of Deception, Art of Intrusion. I've read Deception and have yet to get onto the other ones, but this is actually one that he couldn't write for a long time.
He was not allowed to tell his story. That was part of the terms of his supervised release back in 2000. So this is the book that he always wanted to write,
right,
that tells his story, that, that describes some of what he actually went through. So it means a lot to him. It's something that that he, certainly he was working on for a number of years, and it's a great book too. I've read it, and it's just it you basically hang on every word. But in addition to that, it's autographed. Actually, it's dated 2011. He wrote the date on there as well. So don't be confused by that. That's when he signed it. But in addition to the book, you also get one of Kevin Mitnick's how do I describe this? Unique business cards. It's actually a lock-picking set.
Yeah, it's a pretty handy business card. If I recall correctly, it's a particular thickness. I don't know exactly the term for that type of steel, but it looks to be like a stainless or a hard steel, and it's laser cut. So there's tools that are laser cut into the business card, as well as his information, and it's kind of a neat novelty to have in your wallet.
It cost him a pretty penny to make these things, too, but he gave us a bunch to insert into the book. And also, in addition to the metallic lock-picking business card of Kevin Mitnick, you will get an original Free Kevin bumper sticker, the kind that made their way to stop signs and bumper stickers all across the country years ago when we were in the midst of the Free Kevin movement. So this is an incredible steal, I dare say. 631-632-6901, a pledge of $100. You can get this, but only if you call before 7 o'clock tonight.
And it's the kind of thing that it deserves to be out. It deserves to, for us, it's a bit of housekeeping. We've been, you know, going through trying to keep track of things from the other program, and we're able to offer it now because we've done a bit of spring cleaning. We want to make sure this gets to somebody's hands. It deserves to be somebody who cares, somebody who really wants to check it out and is enthusiastic about the stories there. And why would we keep it in the storeroom?
So we could stick this on eBay and get more than $100 for it easily.
No, but you know what? It's really about the station and the listeners, the kind of people that would be interested in this. We want to pass this along to you because maybe you listen to the show, you've heard about these stories, you didn't know that we had these, and we're telling you now, you can get this really, really unique Ghost in the Wires book with a couple of other gifts for the pledge of $100, and we'll ship it to you if everything goes through very quickly this week. We will mail this stuff right out to you, and this is a really unique limited edition. I think we only have a half a dozen, any more than that?
I don't know exactly how many we have, but a couple, maybe a little more than that.
Yeah,
not many. We won't be offering it past tonight, I can tell
exactly.
you that.
Exactly. So it's a really unique opportunity. But most importantly, you're supporting Off the Wall. You're putting some dollars towards the station and some votes for our show, for the work that we do. And you know, we want to say thanks. We want to hear some calls come in, get some of our tally numbers and the commitments up. And just, hey, find out who's listening. Where are you calling from? That kind of stuff. Let us know, and maybe we'll say a little thank you on air.
Yes, we'll try to do that. You don't have to be thanked on the air. A lot of people opt not to be thanked on the air for some reason. But 631-632-6901 is our phone number. Call from anywhere in the world, and we will have this sent out to you this week if you pay by credit card and it goes through. And when we process that, then we will send it right out. We're keenly aware that there have been problems in the past sending premiums out, mostly on the other radio station, and we want to make sure we're on top of that. So we're making it simple. We have this single book here, and we will send that out to you. If you don't pay by credit card, then we'll simply wait for your payment to arrive and send it out immediately as soon as we get that. 631-632-6901. Again, an autographed book by hacker extraordinaire Kevin Mitnick, Ghost in the Wires, and including a free Kevin bumper sticker and lockpick kit. Well, sort of lockpick. It's a business card that can be turned into a lockpick set.
Available just for this.
You shouldn't do that, though.
No, it's good to have with you, though. Good for learning, good for teaching,
yes.
Experimenting, you never know. Available this hour only for Off the Wall. We're giving this gift for the $100 pledge level, and we need your calls.
Yes.
What's that number again?
631-632-6901.
That's 631-632-6901.
And again, due to the limited number of these, that's why we cannot offer it past 7 o'clock, because what happens if 10 people call at 8 o'clock, and we're not here to say, no, we don't have that many, you know?
Exactly.
So we can only process the ones that come in before 7 o'clock, and that we will personally process those ones and make sure that they're taken care of. People who call after that, they can still donate to the radio station. But this particular premium is only being offered during the live broadcast tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time, before Finn comes on. Oh, speaking of Finn, he's in the tally room. Is he busy right now?
I don't know. I think Finn's in there. Maybe we could say hi to him.
Finn, can you hear us?
I can. How are you, gentlemen?
Hey, Finn. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, we're just wrangling the volunteers in here.
Okay.
And trying to keep them at bay. We have a couple of calls that came in. We'd like to thank Michael from Brookhaven, who made a very nice $50 pledge. And
well, Michael, you're going to get half the book. Going to tear it in half and rip it.
Every other page.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Thanks, Michael.
Marshall all the way from the Netherlands called with a nice pledge as well.
Okay. Well, that's great.
That's terrific.
So it sounds like we still have a couple of books left. So if people want to call in and pledge for that, it definitely will be beneficial to everybody.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear that we've had that progress. We'll check in with Finn in a little bit here.
Did he have to go? He's taking
another call. Yeah, he's probably very busy taking calls.
He's so amazing. He comes in early to answer calls for us, and then does a quality radio show after that, and we don't stay and take calls for him. Well, we do sometimes.
Wow. Now I feel really guilty. Okay, so please, thanks to Finn. Thanks to everybody who has called so far.
Yes.
We are waiting. We've got, as I said, a truckload of volunteers.
I thought you said it was a bus.
Okay. We've a backloader, and we dumped several yards of volunteers into a pile.
That's a unit of measurement, isn't it? Yards.
Yeah.
Is it equivalent to an actual backyard? Is that how it works? I don't know anything about this.
It's cubic yards.
There's
a lot. I mean, 5 cubic yards is a lot of dirt.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, if you'd like to call in, I mean, these are the kinds of interesting things we can talk about. We will do a whole show sometimes on things like this, units of measure, and so on.
Have we ever done a show on units of measure?
You are doubting that we could do a show on units
sure
of measure.
I'm sure we could. I just wonder if we've ever done that. I know we've talked about the metric system. Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, and we've also talked about Celsius, centigrade, and I think metric tons. I think we talked about metric tons once before. We've talked about kilometers an hour. My point is, that's the kind of unique stuff that we get to touch on here in the show. And
I said, because Kyle just pointed out that I've neglected to plug in the recording device. And that
means
everything up until this point was not recorded unless the station archive is working.
Don't tell the station archive that.
I hope the station archive is working. Otherwise, we have no record of what we said before this.
Yeah, and it's...
And if you're listening to the archive now, you can hear the difference between the station archive before this point and us talking. I just believe in full disclosure, so people can hear the difference.
No, they should know exactly what they're getting, and that's the kind of openness we're committed to here at WUSB.
Boy, that was stupid. Why did I forget to plug that in? Stupid. Oh, sorry.
You know what? I was helping you. I was handing you things.
No, I had plenty of time. I just didn't do it.
Well, I caught it. So, anyway, barring other technical issues here, I would just like to to encourage people to call and move right along. If you have any other things,
Well, yeah, I suppose we could talk about other people's stupidity.
Okay, one more time. The phone number is 631-632-6901. Please call and pledge.
Yeah, pledge $100. Get the Kevin Mitnick autographed book. Call before 7 o'clock, and you won't regret it. And you'll keep the station afloat. So now, this is something that's happening actually locally with Suffolk County out here on Long Island. Suffolk County executive, you're going to love this story, Kyle.
Okay.
Suffolk County executive Steve Ballone has blocked a bill, did this on Thursday.
Wait, his name's Baloney? Mr. Baloney?
You said Baloney, I said Ballone.
I don't care,
I'm
it's
sure
close
you
enough.
Can, you can pronounce it that way if you really want to engage in that kind of, you know, childish lunchroom taunts that he probably had to endure his entire life. Well, at least while he was a child. Probably still to this day in the Suffolk County Executive Building. Or
cafeteria,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure people make fun of him. But that's, you know, this is a better story than that.
Sure,
this
sure.
is something I think that we can really sink our teeth into.
Yes.
Another baloney reference. It's, okay, so he blocked a bill on Thursday that would have required phones in county buildings to directly dial 911. Now, that sounds kind of weird and confusing. Why would you block a bill that that is designed to allow phones to dial 911? From okay, it's kind of bear with me here. He said it would cost an estimated $165,000 to update the phone system. He said that cuts should have been identified to pay for the change. While I appreciate the good intentions of this legislature, Suffolk County continues to experience financial difficulties, he wrote in his veto message. Now, this bill was introduced by legislator Robert Trotta of Fort Salonga. It would have required Suffolk County phone lines to connect with emergency dispatchers, ready, without the dialer pressing 9 first.
So not 9911.
Not 9911, but 911. Now, when you dial 9, you get the outside line.
Or extension 11 in the city phone system, right? Because you dial 9 and then you get 1-1.
But there's no phone number that begins with 1-1, as far as I know.
Well, somebody had that extension, but
yeah. It, overseas, 112 is how you do it. That's basically the police, but that confuses people even more. Anyway, it would have gone into effect when the existing phone agreement was extended or upgraded. A phone system, okay, and this is basically what the legislator Robert Trotta of Fort Salonga. Fort Salonga, by the way, we were driving through there the other day, and I mentioned that. I'm not sure if
it, didn't
it resonated with you.
No.
But Fort Salonga is this place between here and Northport
okay.
that nobody knows about. It doesn't sound like it belongs on Long Island, but it does.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it belongs here, but it's there. It's around the Kings Park area. I'm a little confused. It doesn't have a train station, and it's just kind of a small area. And in that area someplace is legislator Robert Trotta, whose idea this was to make the phones do this. And he says, a phone system that doesn't dial 911 in my mind is broken. Not dialing 911 in his mind.
Directly.
In his opinion, is a better way of saying it, a phone that doesn't dial 911 is broken, is what he's trying to say. Why the county executive accepts a broken phone system is beyond me. Okay, that's kind of like a passive-aggressive way of saying something that's not entirely true. The phone system is not broken. It just isn't doing the thing that you want it to do in exactly the way you want it to do.
Yeah, the way it's been deployed or designed is overly complex and not intuitive.
Right. It gets really kind of crazy at this point. The law passed unanimously earlier in the month without debate. Deputy County Executive John Schneider said county staff was prepared to present the $165,000 figure, but was unable to make it to the front of the room in time because of a crowded hearing. What in God's name is going on there? They couldn't make it to the front of the room because of a crowded hearing to present the figure that was necessary for this law to take place or whatever. The figure had been presented to a legislative committee back in September. This law has all come about because of a 9-year-old girl who tried to call 911 from a Texas hotel room as her mother was being fatally stabbed in 2013. The calls didn't go through because she didn't dial 9 first.
Right.
The girl's grandfather, Hank Hunt, testified in front of the Suffolk legislature last year in support of the bill.
A Texas hotel room incident makes it up here.
Well, first, that's a,
for government,
there are
buildings.
So many things that are weird about this. Being in a Texas hotel, where you have to dial 9 first to get an outside line, is very different from being in a state office building,
yeah,
where you presumably aren't staying as a guest, and the people there probably know how to dial their own phone system.
You think if a switchboard operator, if you dialed 0 and they started, and you started screaming at them about being stabbed or something in a government building, they wouldn't do something?
Well, she didn't dial 0. If she had dialed 0, she would have gotten the hotel front desk.
Probably they also would have dealt it in a better way.
Right. It just seems weird to me that the kid wouldn't know to dial 0, would only dial 911, but didn't know about the dial. It's kind of a weird thing here.
I could see where this could be too complicated, because if you're in your home, if a child dials 0 in their home, they're going to get an automated directory assistance operator, and
now
maybe
will.
A human. Yeah, but it's not a very good way to deal with an emergency, and especially if you're on a public switch telephone network, you dial 911 anyway, and you'll get the E911 system.
Well, okay, so... Ballone, County Executive Ballone, in the letter said he will take executive action to put instructional stickers on telephones that the public has access to in county buildings. Said the stickers could be paid for from office supply funds. Okay, these are the biggest meatheads in the world, I swear to God. No one seems to understand how simple this actually is. First of all, that phone over there next to you.
Right.
It's a horrible phone.
It is.
The Roam system is terrible. But one thing it can do, if you dial 9 and then you dial 1-1 after that, you'll get the Suffolk County Police. Go ahead. Try it. No, okay. Don't.
No.
We don't need a repeat of that. No, please don't. Don't call the police on the air. Thank you.
Okay.
Let a listener do it. So basically, they've programmed the phones here to if you dial 9 and then 1-1, you get the cops. All right?
Yeah, it's like an exception in a PBX, right? It's like a little...
It's a line of code. It does not cost $165,000 to reprogram a phone system. If somebody tells you that, they're lying to you, or you have the worst phone system in the world.
Right. It's like, no, they have to get the old... The wood plane out and start carving out a new panel on the old... No, it's a digital device, and there is a configuration setting, and you can add exceptions like this, that if someone dials 911, that is when it goes out.
You know
out.
What? All you have to do, basically, and you're not telling the system if they dial 911, you're telling the system if they dial an outside line and then dial 1-1 that they're trying to call the cops. Because when you dial 9, you get the outside dial tone, and then presumably you'll be dialing 1-1 after that. Now, you're going to get a lot of wrong numbers to the cops because people who dial 1 accidentally twice when they're calling 1-2-1-2 something are also going to get the police. But apparently that's what they want. It's easy to program.
Right. I think I follow. It's 9-1-1,
right.
And it bypasses the 9 extension system and goes directly to emergency services.
Well,
right?
that's
what they want.
One way of looking at it, I think that's more complex than it has to be, because if you dial 9, you're going to get that outside dial tone, right? Or at least something that is pretending to be a dial tone.
Right.
And then you dial the second two digits, the second and third digits, 1-1. At that point,
it would drop you to direct connection, right?
It should act as if you dialed 9-9-1-1.
Right.
So basically, you're just saying, let 1-1 equal 9-1-1.
Right. Extension 1-1 equals 9-1-1 on an outside line.
It's not hard to do. It really is.
You could
isn't.
Even have it also beep the guy that's in the gate to let the ambulance in. That there's an emergency that's
been there's
placed.
All kinds
you
of bells and whistles.
Set up all kinds of email alerts and crazy things. I'm sure.
It's just it's hilarious to me to see people who know nothing about telephony arguing about telephony. To say the phone system is broken. No, it's not broken. It's just not programmed to do this. It's kind of not what it's designed to do, because that's what you have 9 be the outside line thing for. But you know what? Another way to solve this?
Uh-huh.
Why not dial 8 to get an outside line, okay? Then you can program your internal extension of 911 to go to the external 911. That's easy, too.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And then all these people will get confused that they can't get an outside line by dialing 9.
This phone doesn't work like the 80s.
Whatever it is, it doesn't cost $165,000. You know what $165,000 would mean to this place?
We would not have
oh
these
my God.
Phones.
that's like 5 years of fundraising.
That would pay for the phones, the new phones, and the steamroller to run over all the old phones in the parking lot.
Oh, I want to be there for that day. What's this note I'm seeing on the wall here about?
Oh yeah,
we
what
are
is
doing
that?
Have all kinds of cool ideas floating around lately, and this one
Do you want to check it out?
Well, I'm curious what it says here about Whole Foods.
Oh,
the local Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's. Do you want me to read it to you, or what if I have something better?
Okay.
On April 1st, there's a special event that we're having thanks to the good people over at Whole Foods. Whole Foods are donating 5% of their profit that day to us. April 1st, all day long. It's a Wednesday. It starts at 8 o'clock. The store closes at 10 o'clock. And 5% of your purchase and everybody's purchase will be donated to WSB 90.1 FM, this here radio station.
Whole Foods, Lake Grove, all day long, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. No bullet.
So now, let me see if I understand this correctly. If 5% of everything they sell in the whole day at the local Whole Foods is going to go to WUSB. That's amazing.
Day long, all day long, absolutely. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 5% of the purchases will be donated to the station.
How did we pull this off? Okay, that's
amazing.
That's a great thing. And people, please come down to the Whole Foods on Route 347 in Lake Grove. And that is on...
April 1st.
Okay, this isn't like a joke, right? They're not doing this to us just to make us look like fools.
Well, that'd be funny if a whole bunch of listeners went and bought Whole Foods stuff and none of it went to the station. No, actually, that would be a crisis. That would be sad. That would be terrible. But we're sure of this because there is a flyer and it's taped to an official USB computer. So that's how you know it's real.
Wow. Okay, so 5% of your purchase will be donated to WUSB. What's the most expensive thing you can buy at Whole Foods?
Let's
encourage people to buy a lot of that, you know, and then we'll be able to...
Several metric tons of saffron.
This just seems too good to be true. That's why I'm a little, you know, I'm always dubious about things like this. So it's just amazing that we are doing this and that the local community is supporting us this way.
Yeah, and that's all part of basically the spring fund drive that's starting up right now. And this is our first edition of Off the Wall during the drive.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bunch of gifts. There's several pledge levels here.
We have this special gift here that is only going to be here for another, 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, 631-632-6901.
For $100, you will get your own autographed copy of the Kevin Mitnick book, Ghost in the Wires, signed by Kevin Mitnick back in 2011. And including an original, one of the last few ones remaining, free Kevin bumper sticker, the yellow stickers with the dark blue type on it.
Oh, it's black.
Is it black?
It's pretty black.
It's dark blue. I asked for dark blue, and you're saying I got black.
Well, maybe, you know what, maybe it is dark blue, but I'll tell you, these stickers are from a day from way back when they used to make stickers.
That one by the 6th precinct, no, the 4th precinct, is still up on Route 454 in near Comac.
Fantastic.
In that area, Hopog.
They really do stand the test of time. These are good stickers.
Yeah, and a bunch of them got stuck to all sorts of metallic signs that are still up. They've been up for well over 10 years. Gosh, even longer than that. And they will stay on your car for as long as your car continues to exist. That's how good these stickers are. So you'll get one of those in addition to the autographed book and the metallic Kevin Mitnick business card that also serves as a lockpick. A pledge of $100 only if you call by 7 o'clock, and your book will be shipped this week if you pay by credit card. And it'll be shipped as soon as your payment arrives otherwise.
And that is the WUSB Wallaby level.
Okay, fine. I can accept that.
And we also have the WSB, the Sea Squirrel level, which is a one-year membership. USB is the Radiothon member at $90. The Sea Squirrel is $250. Sea Wolf is $500.
You left out $90.10.
$90.10. I'm sorry. It's $90.10. It's because of the radio frequency, 90.1. Mm-hmm. So at the WUSB level, you would pledge 90.10.
Yeah, okay, that's one way of saying it. 631-632-6901 is our phone number. Please fill up those phone lines in the moments that we have left and support the radio station.
Any level, any commitment you can make, we are really, really appreciative, and we want to be on the air. We want to continue to do really fun storytelling and talk and just touch on all kinds of fun issues and news and do creative things with the equipment and resources we have here at the radio station. So help us out. Kick us a little something our way. Let us know that you're listening and that you care and you think we're doing a good job, or, you know, maybe we're not doing a good job. But either way, you want to support something different, something that makes you excited, something that angers you, something that excites you or makes you a little bit happy or makes your drive a little easier. Whatever we are for you, we want to know that you're there for us. And this is the season. This is when it's time to step up, maybe, you know, put a couple things in order, see what kind of money you have set aside, and leave a little bit for the old radio station so we can keep going here and bring you more fantastic radio.
And again, this collector's item available to anybody who pledges $100 before 7 p.m., 631-632-6901, the autographed Kevin Mitnick book, Ghost in the Wires, with a bumper sticker and business card as well. Do I have time for one more dumbass story? Because there's a whole pile this week. But this
by
one...
riveting news? No, I think you have all the time. You go. You read that. I would love to hear. I'm ready. Let's do this. What do you got?
This actually happened back in December, but I only just found out about it. It's so classic that I think it's worth talking about. It involves people in New Zealand. Who generally I consider to be rather intelligent, but
interesting.
Apparently not always.
And intelligent, yeah.
This couple in a place called Alexandra managed to get stuck inside their car. It's one of these keyless cars, right? And
that's happened to me.
Yeah, it's a Mazda 3 hatchback.
Wow.
And Molly Ann and Brian Smith were trapped inside it. They got stuck inside last month. They were trapped at about last month. Okay, the story is from December, so actually last month would be November. So they got stuck on the 5th of November. They were trapped around 7 p.m., and their attempts to escape included sounding the horn and trying to smash a window with a car jack. But as you might know from the date, it was Guy Fawkes night, and nobody was able to distinguish their honking of the horn from the general revelry that was going on anyway. So basically, they were kind of stuck in their car, despite the fact that there were lots of people around. Nobody believed that they were in any kind of trouble. They were finally freed by neighbors at around 7:45 the next day. Mrs. Smith was unconscious by then. Her husband was struggling to breathe. They were told by emergency services if they had spent another half hour in the car, they could have died. Now, apparently, with this kind of a car, you can get out by simply opening the manual latch. And he never tried that. He just assumed that he needed the little key fob thing to open it, and for some reason he didn't have that and wasn't able to open the door and assumed that there was no other way to open the door. So basically they were sitting in their own damn car for that long a period of time, running out of oxygen because they didn't know how to open a door.
Common sense is not an involuntary sensation.
Once I found out how simple it was to unlock it, I kicked myself that I did not find the way out. I had this mindset that I did not have the transponder, so I could not get out. The car salesperson had made it seem the car would not work without the transponder. Now, he now knows that the manual lock is the same as the inside door handle on many other vehicles that have been made since the beginning of time. Mr. Smith says his message for owners of keyless cars, who are as dumb as he is to educate themselves on how to operate their car before using it. Mrs. Smith, currently filing for divorce, said she had decided to speak out as people needed to be aware of the risks of keyless cars, particularly older people inexperienced in new technology. Yeah, but you'd have to be inexperienced in old technology, too, to not even try the door handle. For God's sake, you know, I would try the turn signal. I'd try everything possible.
I would have cracked a window.
Well, apparently
while
you can't do
out.
That because you get stuck inside a car that has power windows.
Well, yeah, power windows, okay.
Yeah, and I imagine that's what these had. But really, to not even try the latch because somebody told you that, no, it's not going to work, that's exactly the kind of ignorance that we're constantly fighting against. People blindly accepting technology without questioning it or trying to establish the limits. So, wow, this story, you know, I had to read it several times to believe it was true. But apparently it happened.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So that's happened to me. I've been in a couple different cars, older ones with alarms, mm-hmm. and I think the driver's side pull lock didn't work, but the other ones did.
Well, that's just a broken...
So you'd door. Try, if you were in the driver's seat, you'd be trying that one, but all the other ones did from the inside, like in this instance, but that's kind of funny. And also, I think I've been in a Prius once where that happened, which is also the keyless type.
You can't get stuck inside a car. It's they can't make a car where you can't open the door.
No, I think the handles in the Toyota model, that definitely worked, but...
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Wow. Well, educate yourself and restore antique cars. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, absolutely. 631-632-6901 is our phone number. Any last words from Finn? Is he leaving the room, or is he still in there?
Well, I don't know. I think Finn's
there.
There
you are. Okay.
Hey, Finn.
Well, how you doing in there? We haven't checked in.
Well, you know, we got some nice calls, but you know, we would have liked a few more. We have a ton of volunteers here. I've been, you know, feeding and taking care of, and it's just been, you know, it's been nice, but you know, it could be nicer. I'd like to get at least one or two of those Mitnick books out of here.
Yes,
what do you say?
Definitely. 631-632-6901.
$100 pledge gets you a copy signed, I do believe.
Signed by Kevin Mitnick himself.
Of Kevin Mitnick's. Book. What's the name of the book?
Ghost in the Wires.
That's right.
Ghost in the Wires, signed by him with the free Kevin bumper sticker with his business card. A great, great, great thing. Signed by him just a few years ago. Give us a call right now. Only a couple of minutes left.
I hear the phone ringing, Finn.
That's awesome. And please keep those calls coming in, and we'll get these pledges out to you. We really, really appreciate it. 631-632-6901. Call and support OTW. Get the Mitnick pledge special here for Off the Wall.
You can write to us, otw@2600.com. That's our email address. And we tend to read most of our email that comes in.
We do. We're pretty good at checking things. And we sometimes write back if you have questions. And if you wanna shoot us a line, as it were.
Yes. I guess that's it for us this week. Again, what time? I can't see the clock from here. You have the clock right in front of you.
6:55. It's 5 till the hour, everyone.
All right. Well, in that case, that means that you have 5 minutes to call up and get this book. But after that, it's just not going to be possible because of all. Why am I competing with the music? My God, this means that's a little too much in the other direction. Nice soft bed. Yeah, that's good. That's better. 631-632-6901 is the telephone number. You have until 7 o'clock to get the book. After that, it's Finn. And that's a good thing, too. He's on for a couple hours. And we'll be sticking around, maybe, taking some phone calls for him.
Yeah, we'll probably help out. And please support WUSB and the Spring Radiothon here.
We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Hey kids, Finn with you. Finn's Revolution right here on WUSB Stony Brook until the 9 o'clock hour. Tonight, some of the roller derby girls from the Strong Island Derby Revolution will be joining us. We're going to give away and maybe use some tickets for pledge purposes too. Let's see. Stay tuned. Maybe you'll be lucky, baby. Yeah, that's right. 631-632-6901. 631-632-6901. I want you to make a pledge right now to WUSB Stony Brook. I'm just going to briefly go over the really cool premiums and cool stuff we have going on right now. My favorite thing every year, and I'm a member of it every year myself, is the 90.1 Club, the WUSB Club. And that's just a really cool thing. What you get with that is for $90.10 pledge, you get yourself a sweatshirt or T-shirt just great, great, great stuff and a whole bunch of little things I can hook you up with. So 631-632-6901. Show your support for WUSB and Finn's Revolution. We also have, as Emmanuel and Kyle were talking about earlier, the very bizarre and very disturbing sea squirrel level of pledging, as is a squirrel perpetually in our ceiling chewing through our wires. And why we're honoring that squirrel instead of doing it in, that's academic, I guess. For that, that's a one-year membership, one-year $250 pledge. The Seawolf level is a $500 pledge. The Majungasaurus crenatimbus level is a 10-year sustaining member pledge, $1,500. The lifetime lemur, that's right, you heard what I said. You give up $5,000 and you get called a lemur. That doesn't seem like much of a deal, but it's a great deal. You're showing your support for the station. Now, the more, those are great if you got $5,000 to give us. Please call right now, 631-632-6901. But more importantly, if you want to pledge something like $60 and have it taken out $5 at a time over the course of a year, $5 a month. You can do that right now. So it's a painless operation, much cheaper than your cup of coffee every single day. We hit you for $5 a month, and that's a $60 pledge. And to a station like this, it goes an extremely long way. 631-632-6901. Of course, we always prefer credit cards because they're instant and we like that. We can also invoice you. You can pledge any amount of money. You can pledge $10, $15, $25, $50. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901. Now we have in just a moment here, Strong Island Derby Revolution going to be on the air with us. I think we're going to play one little tune here to get us in the mood. Right about, let's see. Well, that's a good one. All right. Derby Girls. 1 minute.
Hey, young Brett, do you like them roller girls?
Yeah!
Let's give it to them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Grab those skates, they lace them up. They put those pads on, baby, gonna mess you up. They cross that go, roller derby girl. They crush your heart, they crush your memory soul. Full speed ahead, faster than a bullet, heavier than lead. I'm saying go, 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 love, love, like a big girl. They crush your heart, they crush your very soul. Show me
That's right. The roller girls will drive you insane. I am telling you. And this particular, I've got roller derby fever lately, in case you can't tell. And you know, the right here, right by Stony Brook, in South Setauket, the Strong Island Derby Revolution are ruling the tracks, and it's just great, great stuff. They play right on Mark Tree Road, just north of Route 347, just on the corner there pretty much by that gym, and we'll discuss that and the location and all the rest of the things, but just amazing, amazing, entertaining stuff. We're going to get into some of the rules of roller derby, the things I love about roller derby, which of course most of you will love about roller derby, and we will discuss it. So we have here in our midst, we have our good friend who's been here many times, Evil Enforcer.
How you doing, Finn?
Doing great. You got a little head cold, huh?
I do.
Okay, and you got the big bout coming up.
We do.
Okay, but I mean, you're going to be over the head cold by then?
It doesn't matter.
You're going to fight play. Through it. Very good. Yep. Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Of course you'll still play. Yeah, of course. To your right, we have Mini-Meat.
Hello.
Hi, Mini-Meat. How are you?
Great.
So are you new to the Strong Island Derby Revolution?
I am definitely new. I just joined these ladies at the beginning of January.
Happy
to be here. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
She's awesome.
And you've we'll get into more details of this, but you've lived elsewhere and skated elsewhere.
I have indeed, yeah. So I started skating here with the Gotham Rec League in 2011, mm-hmm. and then moved to London to skate with the London Rock and Rollers in 2012. I then moved to Sydney and skated with an amazing league called the Inner West Roller Derby League in all of 2013.
Wow.
It's been quite an international adventure.
And now we took her.
That's right.
Now you took her.
Now but I'm back on domestic soil.
That's right. And then we also have Danny Stormborn. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Danny, how long have you been doing this?
I actually started skating with the Gotham Basic 1 Training 2 in 2002, and then I joined Strong Island in May of 2013.
Now, these would be the quote-unquote Gotham roller girls you two were talking about,
yes,
right? Okay, right. I have a few friends there, too. So, well, I live in Queens, so it's hard to, you know, they're always taking over bars here and there and everything. It's a crazy
nerve.
Thing. I know, right? So tell us, Evil, a little about Derby, what some of the rules are, because, you know, if you know, most people like me, it took me a little while to get a handle on all of the rules, and how many people, for example, there's two teams, right?
Yep, two teams play each other. The bout consists of 60 minutes of total play time with a half in the middle, so it's 30 minutes each half. Within those 30 minutes, they're broken down into jams, which are similar to downs in football. So each jam can last up to 2 minutes long. And within, sorry, my voice keeps cracking.
It's okay, work through it, baby.
Within each jam on the track, from each team will be four blockers and one jammer, and the jammer is the one that scores the point. So basically the whistle will blow, everybody will start moving, the blockers have to stay within a certain amount of feet of each other in order to engage the jammers and to engage each other, and then the jammers who have a star on their helmet to show that they are a jammer, they have to get through the pack. Once they lap the pack the one time, they score points for every opponent they pass, their hips. And
okay.
My job as a blocker is to play offense and defense at the same time. I want to stop the opposing jammer from getting through while helping my jammer to get through. So it's very interesting, a lot of strategy involved.
It's actually, as I'm always amazed by, the only, I think, sport where offense is and defense is played by everyone at the same time.
Yeah, as far as I know.
You know? And that's just that's just amazing, because there's so much thinking and so much, as you just said, strategy going on, and you're trying to open up for your jammer and you're trying to close it up for the other jammer.
Correct. And there are a lot of rules, as you had said.
And it took me a long time to learn those rules, you know, because I think a lot of people are very, you know, people who haven't been to see roller derby or remember the old images of roller derby think that, you know, it's a bunch of girls fist fighting on the on the track. You know, that's an image that sticks in people's heads from way back when. And if they're not familiar with the great athleticism, for example, required here, and you know, complying with some really, as you just said, complex rules.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For example, what can you, you know, we all like, in the audience, we like to see people get hit. But what can you hit with?
you can hit with your hips, you can hit with your shoulder, you can block with your chest. Like, so I could turn around and face somebody and try to stop them just with my entire body.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't hit above the neck. You can't hit below the mid-thigh. You're not allowed to trip people. There's no elbows. If you do any of these things, you will go to the penalty box, and each penalty is...